Welcome to the Sportscast, March 7th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You could also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, you can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The NFL Combine, one of the most exciting parts of the year of the NFL. Some debated is probably the best thing after the Super Bowl.
The ranking is Championship Sunday. At Super Bowl is a non-event. Like, and you could go look at my tweets after Championship Sunday. I've moved on. It's now time for the draft. It's time for Combine. It's time for start watching basketball for March Madness, because in a couple, in a week or two, everyone's like, got to do my brackets, but nobody's watched any basketball. So how do you do brackets if you don't watch basketball? Explain that to me.
Anyways, as you see, Jeff Jednak is our co-host for today's show. We haven't seen him since the day after the Cowboys lost against the 49ers. Welcome back to the Sportscast, Jeff.
Thank you for having me. Oh, love the NFL Combine. Glued to my TV. If you were not glued to your TV all weekend, you are not an NFL fan.
And if you have the NFL Network.
Why don't you have the NFL Network? Hello? Who doesn't have, if you're an NFL fan, how do you not have the NFL Network? I don't want to hear, I don't care. You can get it. If your TV only gets one, like, you can, oh my God, that is it.
Canada, how hard is it to get the NFL Network?
It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So if you say I'm an NFL fan, but I don't have NFL Network, you know what? You're done to me. I'm not a baseball fan as much. Guess what? I don't have
MLB Network.
I like basketball, but I don't have
the NBA Network.
Exactly.
Which the MLB Network, I think it's very difficult to get. I don't know if any cable company has it that easy.
Not really. You want to give them money and they're not going to take your money and get it to you?
I got to double check my cable and my streaming service. All right.
All right. NFL Combine.
This past weekend in Indianapolis. A couple records were broken. Georgia, I think, highlighted the most. Jeff, I want to hear your brief summary before we get into the details.
I know you. Everybody tweets about the 40 times. You know what? I don't care about the 40 times.
Doesn't mean much to you.
It is one data point, right? And you need multiple data points. Okay, so you see the guy's 40, and you're like, okay, that's kind of what I was expecting based on when the tape you watch. Okay, and now if he runs faster or slower, okay, now you go back and watch the tape and go, what did I miss on tape? Or was the grass really fast in Indy? Because it seemed to be really fast in Indy. Or what are you missing? Or does it just reinforce what you already know, right? Because I assume everybody watching this are NFL fans, watch tape. And again, if otherwise, just watch this channel more if you want to understand what that is. I should do a show just on doing tape.
Hey, you're welcome to. I offered you.
Anyways. So, but I want to see the drills. I want to see their footwork. I want to see the quarterbacks. How fast is the 40 time doesn't tell me how fast the guy. I can see it on tape, but again, they're not playing the best. Sometimes that whatever tape I happen to be watching, they may not be tape. Okay, yes, if it's Michigan, if it's Georgia, they're playing some good. But if it's a Division II guy, they're not playing against someone. I want to see how lively is the ball, right? Oh my God, did you see the punter last night? Oh my, did you see him just kicking it out of the stadium? Okay, yes, you see his YouTube video. I watched his YouTube videos on that. Yes, I saw some of his game film, but to see him doing that at Indy yesterday, that was impressive.
So you saw the punter part of the combine.
I watched the whole thing.
The punter session, there you go.
I watched the whole thing. I watched the pitch. I watched everything. I watched every minute of the combine.
All right, so let's go break it down. Okay. Day one, the two players that stand out the most was Chris Olave, I think that's how you say his name, or Olave, and Malik Willis. Chris Olave is a Ohio State wide receiver. He had a 4.39 on the 40 dashed, and he impressed a lot. He has a 32-inch vertical and a 10-4 broad jump. The best receiver. Do you think he's the best receiver from like the draft? You think, or in the draft?
Yeah, he probably is. The guys that impressed me, Calvin Austin. You know, he's only 5'7", but he tore it up. Sky Moore. And again, if you guys follow me on the Twitters, you would have seen that I posted some of my players to watch. I'm not watching the top guys. I know what they can do. I've seen their tape. I want to know who are these other guys that are making an impression. Who, right? Troy Anderson, a linebacker. He got himself a job. He wasn't really high on my radar, but he's gonna go on Friday. He's somebody is going to be very happy with him. I know you're talking day one, but again, so okay. Yes, I know what those top tier guys can do. I wanted to see what some of the other guys can do. And I want to see the on-field drills. I want to see their verticals. I want to see their long jumps, right? I want to see their footwork. I want to see how they're running the drills. Now, question for your audience. Rich Eisen does not like the gauntlet. Me and a lot of other people like the gauntlet. So my question to your fans, poll question, do you like the gauntlet? Yes or no?
I'll put that on Twitter a little bit later.
Beautiful.
Do you like the gauntlet? Okay. Anything else you like from day one? Malik Willis also shown. He's a quarterback from my school, alum. He's expected to go in the first round now. And I've been seeing Steelers. Yeah,
I got him going the first round.
First round. Okay. How high up?
You know what? It's really hard to say. I think I have him going to Denver. I have to go back now. It's been a while. I did this before the Super Bowl. I think I have him going to Denver. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, Broncos is a top notch. A lot of mock drafts have him go to Denver. So
yes. But I also I've been banging the table and he did not disappoint me, Desmond Ridder. He just lit it up. And I could see him going earlier. I could see maybe somebody moving up to get him. I could maybe see again. I've said all along. I've said it on different sports shows on this network that you know he'd fit great in Pittsburgh. I think he would fit right in there in Pittsburgh. Nothing on the weekend. You know, with my producer and I, we were watching the combine and we were like, yeah, you know what? I could see him fitting right in there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns yet because we don't know what's happening with free agency. We don't know what's happening with that fellow down in Wisconsin.
Aaron Rodgers.
That would be him. That would be
a pivotal point. What are your thoughts over that? Obviously, Green Bay's offering him treasure chest. Broncos is going all in as well. What do you think is going to happen?
There's only one person who knows that, and that's him.
Correct.
You know, they were on Sirius XM on the weekend. The dude GM was chatting and he's like, we're hoping he makes a decision this week. We hope he makes a decision before the new league year next week.
I heard by tomorrow we might know.
He seems to be doing everything, all his big announcements, everything he keeps talking seems to be on the Pat McAfee show. That's his Tuesday thing. So you could be right. That's on a different network. But you know, he may go on Pat McAfee and he may announce it there, what his intentions are. Right.
If you were Aaron Rodgers, what would you do? Would you stay with Green Bay? You're very associated with, or you go to a new scene. New environment, like the Broncos, they have some weapons, they got a good defense, but you're in a division with the Chiefs and a rising Chargers and Raiders, debatedly.
Only he can I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. There's a new regime. He's got a new offensive coordinator now, or he will. Is that good? You know, how is that good? I don't know. But he got a new head coach, and he was good with that. He took him to the playoff. They just can't seem to get past that. So get to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know. What is driving him? Another ring? More money? He broke up apparently with his fiance, someone I'd never heard of, but that's not surprising.
Nothing in there.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, another option you got there as well. I guess they're looking at other people rather than Tannehill.
Again, my producer and I were talking about Tannehill. I'm like, what he didn't do? Like, he got them, they had first round bye. Like, he got them, you know, the number one seed. Okay, yeah, they lost, but in the divisional round, but. Is that all? Of course, a host on another network says every loss is the quarterback's fault. So I guess, okay, it would be Tannehill's fault. Anyways, back to the combine. So yeah, day one, tight ends surprised me. You know what? Connor Haywood surprised me, but based on his pedigree, it shouldn't have, with his brother and his dad. Day one, yeah, the tight ends, there were some really good, you know, again, I want to see them run the drills. I want to see them catch the passes. I want to see
them. So you don't care about numbers and how fast he goes?
It is one data point and it'll either reinforce what I saw on tape and I go, yep, that when he run a 4.53. Yeah, that's what I see on tape. Okay, now let's look at everything else. Oh, he ran a 4.2, and that's not what I see on tape. Why don't I see that on tape? And then let's go back to the tape and see what did I miss there. Right?
Which I'll name you a few tight ends. Chig Okonawu from Maryland, Jelani Woods from Virginia, Grant Calatera from SMU, mm-hmm. Daniel mm-hmm. Bellinger from San Diego State, Greg Dulles, UCLA, Connor Hayward, mm-hmm. Michigan State, Cole mm-hmm. Turner, Nevada, mm-hmm. Peyton mm-hmm. Hendershot, Indiana. You want me to go on?
And again, this, you know, it was a very fast field, it seemed. So, you know, people, you're going to get a, you know, and there seems to be a glutton of wide receivers and tight ends coming into this league. So, you know, and yes, the corners.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. But the corners played well. We'll talk about day four in a minute. But, yeah. You know, you got to have somebody that can guard these wide receivers. Now, there are too many wide receivers now, right? I know everybody wants to talk about that fellow in Dallas. That might be, but I don't talk rumors. Again, if they happen to cut ties with a couple of wide receivers, there are some young guys that you can bring in and develop. Right?
Which we'll talk about what the Cowboys need towards the end of the show. So stay tuned.
Okay. I will. Look forward to that.
Day two. Standouts, Ike Ikinawu. Offensive tackle, NC State.
Kenny Walker III. Kenny Walker, I. State. That's, I was very impressed with him. I liked how he ran. I want to see these guys hit. I want to see how can they hit the hole. I know there's no real hole, but I want to see them. I want to see them cut. I want to see, because that's what they're going to be asked to do on Sunday, right? They're going to be asked to find a hole, hit it, hit the ground, change direction, do whatever. I want to see that in the drills. I want to see them. I want you to see those little flares. Everyone's throwing to their wide receiver, their running backs now. The running backs are becoming an extra wide receiver. Same with the tight ends. I want to see them catching, right? How are they, how are they catching the ball? If that's
multifaceted.
If that's what I'm going to be asking my wide receiver to do, my running back to do, right? Again, yeah. If you look at Dallas, they've got Tony Pollard. That's what he's being asked to do. Go out, catch the ball, or run outside and go. Zeke, that's not, yes, he does that, but he's the pound right down the middle guy, right? That's so, you know, when everyone says, oh, Zeke's dead and Zeke should dead, you don't understand what Zeke's
fantasy
rule
points.
Is.
He's not giving it.
No, he will. He'll get delivering it. Pollard will get him down to the, one or two or five or 10. And then Zeke will just pound the crap out of you inside. That's what he's built for. He's not built like Pollard. They're complete. That's why they're a great tandem. That's why you find a Derrick Henry and you find some young speedy guy along with Derrick Henry, right? Derrick Henry is going to pound the crap out of you while he's healthy, right? So Christian McCaffrey, right? Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, he's not asked to pound it inside. He's going to bounce it out. He's going to be catching the ball. He's going to be doing all sorts of stuff, right? So,
yeah,
again, that's what I look at.
There you go. Kenny Walker III. Jeff was impressed. Let's go on to day three. It was all about the Georgia boys. Jordan Davis, 341 pounds, did a 4.78 second 40-yard dash. Everyone impressed. He was trending on Twitter, on YouTube. did it impress you, Jeff? It impressed me at least, but
yes, yes. Everybody impressed me. There was very few players that I went, ugh. You know, everybody came to play, and that's why they're there, right? They're there. Everyone's going to impress me again. I want to see some of these guys that you maybe missed. You know, I was very impressed with Troy Anderson, Christian Harris, both linebackers. I think they both see this is a very deep draft this year. I you can argue with me about the quarterbacks
and, minus quarterback and it's deep, but minus quarterback.
So you're going to get a guy on day two or early day three in the draft who's a top, you know, maybe he's a top 50 talent, but he's going to slide just because of need, etc. Right. So, you know, you're going to pick up a guy in maybe late on Friday night or early Saturday morning who is graded higher, but just because of circumstances, right? A lot of people are going to go defense. And so some of these young, you know, stud running backs are going to they're going to find a job on Sunday and they're going to be in good shape.
In the words of Bill Polian, hold on, I didn't get that quote. Yeah, he says, yes, the first day of draft is good, but if you get like those lower draft picks in second, third, fourth, those are the ones will help you win a championship. All right.
Yep, got a guys on day two that should be going, that in another year would have gone right. Day one, but they're going to end up going, you know, okay, so again, you guys all know my producer. He's a big Jets fan. You know, nothing. Can we just stop calling him Ahmed? Why are we calling him Ahmed? They talk about Ahmed. I'm like, who? can we just call him Sauce? Can we just NFL Network? Can you just stop putting Ahmed on there and just put Sauce so I know who you're talking about? Anyways, so they're gonna have four picks. They're gonna have a bunch of good picks early day one and day two. They're gonna get some really good players, which is what they need, right? We all know my producer. We all know he is a diehard Jets fan, so he's looking forward to this. I can't see. I know we're talking day four, which is the cornerback. I can't see. We're still on day three. All right.
Yeah, and which we haven't talked about Trayvon Walker from Georgia and Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle and defensive end.
I like seeing them in the wave drill. I like seeing them in the four bag shuffle. And if you're fans, if you guys watching don't know what that is, go on Google and look that up. Those are what I want to see. Yes, your 40 times are one thing, but I want to see how well are you doing the wave drill? How are you hitting the four bag? That's what I want to see. You're getting down, you're getting up. That's what I want to see. Are you tight in the hips, right? Where are you tight in the hips? Those are the things, right?
So Mike, you're looking at technique.
I am. I'm looking at footwork. I'm looking at technique. I'm looking at all of that because that's what's gonna make or break you on a Sunday, right? And that's what, you know, especially if you're on the defense side of the ball, you want to get at the quarterback, right? Yes, I know some of that can be learned. And I also understand that sometimes in college, guys are in a different scheme and they're not asked to do certain things. Right. So if you're a linebacker, maybe you never go on the line and maybe you're never asked to rush the passer. Maybe you're only ever asked to drop to backpedal backwards. Right. Right. Maybe that's what. And so, again, you've got to factor that. That's where the tape comes in. You got to go back and watch tape and go, right, what was he asked to do? Right. Some people talk about, if we bounce back to quarterbacks, you know, they may be in just a run and shoot kind of offense where they're always in shotgun. So asking a guy to walk up and go under center, if he's never done that, if he's at a college where they're not asked to do that, right? You got to factor that in, right? You got to factor that learning curve in.
All right. So let's go to day four, which you were kind of waiting for. Sauce Gardner, cornerback, 441 on a 40-yard dash.
Why do I hear music?
I had the background music on.
Recently. Oh, I got the background music on.
Get things going. Cincinnati cornerback. And then also Zion McCollum impressed a lot of people.
Yep.
6'2", 199 pounds, 4'3 on the 40 yard dash, jumping 39.5 inches, which you don't really care. You want to see technique. He displays
It's not that I don't care. It's just a single data point. So the guy runs really fast or can jump really far.
Okay, what can that do in the game?
But if he's got bad. Okay, sure. Yeah, he can run really fast, but if he can't do the box drill, if he's stuck in the box drill, he can't do that well. I know you can argue that's not a good name for it, but sure, whatever. Rich Eisen. If he can't do the back pedal and 45 break, then CD is just going to run right past him. Tyreek Hill, doesn't matter how fast you are, if you don't have the technique to try to keep up, yeah, you can maybe keep up with Tyreek Hill, but he's going to out-deke you every time if you can't, right? So I want to see the technique. I want to see... And the guy that impressed me the most and probably had the best name of the weekend, Smoke Monday. Is that the best name? Of the weekend? Let me know in the comments if you think that was the best name of the weekend or what your thoughts of the best name. Smoke Monday
from Auburn. Mm-hmm. From Auburn. So we'll see what happens. Okay. As everyone was waiting for, Jeff, your Cowboys from this NFL combine, what do they need? Who impressed you that would be a great fit for the Cowboys?
Offensive line. It all starts with the offensive line. Just look at the teams that run really well. They have great lines, right? We're going to lose probably both our corners. So I have us taking a tackle. Again, Tyron Smith is getting up there. He's also, sometimes has some injuries. So having a guy that can play multiple positions in the offensive line, I could see us going offensive line. Again, there's rumors that we may lose D-Law. But again, if we sign Randy and we have Randy and we still have Mika, I think we'll be okay. We can maybe pick up in the third round. We can probably get an edge or we can get someone on the defensive line. But I think, again, when we were doing really well with Zeke in his first couple of years, we had that great offensive line, arguably one of the best. We need to go back to that. Right. Yes, we have perennial all-star, all-pro on the right side. Tyron keeps getting hurt. Connor kept getting penalties, rightly or wrongly. So I think if we can solidify up the line, that will make it easier for Zeke. And then people can stop saying Zeke slash that, Zeke slash that, Zeke slash that. Because people who say that don't understand running backs. Because a running back, and again, I always point out those great blocks, which apparently is not in a running back's job description. A running back is only supposed to run the ball, so I've been told.
All right, so the Cowboys are at pick number 24. I'm sure you could get an offensive tackle by then. What other positions do you think Cowboys need to fill and to solidify to get that Super Bowl win, which you are predicting they will next season?
I am predicting that. And I will keep predicting that. One year I will be right. What are we going to do with Anthony Brown? We know we have Trayvon Diggs on the one side. People are going to stop throwing to him because he just keeps picking you off. Anthony Brown did expose. He had some good games, but he also got exposed. Is Kelvin Joseph the heir apparent? Do we need, I take a look at a Daxton Hill, for example, in this year's draft. Is he a corner? Could he play safety? Where do you put him, right? He's one of those hybrid, what do you do with him? So I think if Dan Quinn got someone like that, then I think there could be, along with some other players, depending, again, what happens in free agency. Having Dan Quinn, I think there are some free agents or guys that aren't quite playing that might want to come and play for a Dan Quinn just because, he is an awesome coach. So they're, and play for the Cowboys. So, I take a look at a Daxton Hill. We could maybe get him in the third round, possibly. And I think Dan Quinn could have some fun with him, moving him between corner and safety. Maybe Kelvin Joseph. He was a rookie this year. He played okay. Let's put him back there and see how he does with Trayvon, right? With Diggs. So, yeah, there's, and again, we don't know what's going to happen with free agency. There's still a lot of questions in the air. The legal tampering period begins shortly, so we should get a feel by the end of the week how things are going to shape up. You might know what's going on with the two fellows out on the two Wisconsin boys. Wisconsin, yep. And Washington, excuse me, Wisconsin and Washington. We don't know what's going to happen with them. You never talked about the guy that plays in Washington State. What's going to happen to him?
Which brings up to my next point. The Dallas Cowboys are currently $21.5 million over salary cap. What are your thoughts over that? What can they do It's to true. Trim that
well,
down.
Well, that's why we want to, that's why we're trying to negotiate, change some contracts, change some salaries, see if some guys will take some pay cuts. And if they won't, then get rid of them. It's a business decision. If we got rid of Amari and we got rid of D-Law, you know what? It's a business decision. Yes, I know all the fans are going to be hating and they're all like, oh, if they get rid of, I saw on Twitter people, you know, because he was trending and I was like, if they get rid of Amari, I'm no longer a fan. Well, then if you then go away, then get off the bandwagon and leave. We don't want you. If you don't understand the business of sport, again, he could have taken a pay cut. He doesn't want to take a pay cut. If we can't trade him, it's a business, right? Tom, the great Tom, even said when he was in New England, he said, it's a business. They could release me. They could at the end of the season, I'm out of, they could cut me. It's a business.
Which Cowboys, if they lose this gentleman called Amari Cooper, they still have Michael Gallup. They still have CeeDee Lamb. They still have Donovan Schultz. It's still a stacked receiving core.
If we can sign Schultz and Randy Gregory, that would make me happy. So yeah, free, get rid of Amari, keep Schultz. I think Schultz has become to Dak what Jason was to Tony. That little safety blanket, Mr. Reliable, always getting open, can block and then bounces out and is there. And he makes those, you know, on those second and tens, he makes 8 yards. Now we're third and two. Now we're third and manageable and we can move on, right?
There you have it.
Right now, apparently, if we're talking rumors, the Commanders were calling everybody asking about a quarterback. I think they called 31 teams.
Russell Wilson.
I think they called all the teams. I heard they called all the teams. They called every team. You didn't hear that? All right. Can someone fact check me?
I heard Russell Wilson. They were really pursuing. Oh,
yes, but I also heard they were calling everybody. They may have even called themselves. But I heard they called all 31 teams asking about a quarterback. So what does that mean? I'll have to find that article and send that over to some people.
Now thinking about it, I think I did hear something, but I know that Russell Wilson was a strong.
Russell Wilson. We never did. I was too busy watching. I wasn't reading all the tweets. Did we actually hear? They said they made a big, deep run, like a big offer. But did we ever hear what that offer was? My producer and I were talking about that this morning. Did they actually say what it was, or is that just conjecture? Yeah.
Anyways, anything else? Have any more Cowboys news that we should be aware of? The Dak Prescott shoulder surgery concerned you? No.
Tons of people have surgeries at the end of the season.
Normal procedure.
It's not a big deal. If I was a 49er fan, I'd be worried about Garoppolo.
I think he's staying.
If I was a 49er fan, I would be worried. Oh, okay, fine. But is he going to be ready to play? If he stays, is he going to be ready to play? Is he going to be in good shape? Or is Trey your guy? Right? I heard a lot of people squawking on the weekend that if they had gone with Mac instead of Trey, which I had in last year's mock draft. If you go back to my mock draft, I had them taking Mac and I had Trey falling to the Patriots. But anyways, you know, he seemed more ready to play. Now looking back, or hindsight's 2020. Everybody does these. Let's go redraft 2020 and see what happened based on what we know now. Right. But again, now, congratulations to the 49ers. The Sports Talk 101 co-host Ray, I mentioned this on him on Saturday night. They got a new quarterback coach. How is that going to, if they keep Jimmy or if they go all in on Trey, if they draft a guy? What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Leave some comments about what you think of the new quarterback coach for the 49ers.
New QB coach could be significant, but hey, there is a low supply of quarterbacks out there, so we'll see what happens. Anything else?
There are only 32 guys out of 7 billion people who can do that job.
Apparently. Combine you want to touch on?
I thought it was a really good combine. I don't know how many people are like us and watched every minute of everything. But yes, I do want to know what people think of the gauntlet. They did do the gauntlet at the end on day 4 as well with the cornerbacks and safeties. And you know what? If you haven't seen it, go online and find that punter. Remember last year, there was only one punter drafted. What team drafted the only team to draft a punter last year? We're not going to talk about when Tampa Bay moved up to draft a punter in the second round. We're not going to talk about that. But last year, who was the guy that got drafted? Who or kicker? Sorry, kicker. It wasn't a punter; it was a kicker. Excuse
kicker. Me. Well, kicker. Yeah, that happens a little bit. You know,
who,
sometimes
the only kicker drafted last year. Who was that?
And where do you think the combine will be held next year? Because this is the last year they'll do it in Indianapolis for the time being. I heard Las Vegas could be an option, but
everything seems to be going to Vegas.
It's like coincidence, isn't it?
Vegas, LA, if they want more stars to show up. I was very impressed with the crowd that was there. You know what? They have 10,000 people inside the I wanted to call it the RCA Dome. 10,000 people inside the stadium. 10,000 fans. That was, you know, where is it going to? It could go anywhere. You know, it might be like the draft every year somewhere else, right? I think it's going to have, it's going to go to Vegas. Why not Hawaii? Why have we stopped going to Hawaii?
It's too hot. Like, and they don't have a dome.
But if,
Lucas Oil
Station. But it's Hawaii. They need a dome? It's Hawaii. Why is the Pro Bowl? Why can't we go back to Hawaii? We have to talk about at some point. Nobody's talked about this. The expansion to Germany. Could that, because the Packers are a team. Could Aaron not want to go to Germany? Could that affect it?
A deciding factor?
Because they're scheduled to go to Germany. We don't know who they're playing yet.
I think it was London, wasn't it?
I thought they were Germany.
No, London. I think Green Bay was the only team that has not played in London yet. And they got them next season.
Who's going to Germany?
I don't know. I got to check. But anyways.
All right, fine, whatever.
The kicker that was drafted last season, if you guys are wondering, was Evan McPherson from the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals! Yeah, and he made sure everybody knew that.
Who scored 58% of their points in the postseason?
Did he miss a kick in the playoffs?
I believe he did not.
He did not? No.
Important draft.
And if you remember, what was my MVP pick for the Super Bowl?
Cup?
Evan. He was my out. I said it was going to come down to kickers and he was going to kick it and he was going to get the MVP. I was wrong. But almost. If Joe Burrow hadn't have blown it at the end, because according to other people, it's always the quarterback's fault, then he may have made the game winning. Now, if he'd got the main game winning, if Burrow had got them down in field goal range and he had kicked it, they probably still would have given it to Burrow. But because he got them there, or to the wide receiver who, you know, Jamar, who maybe made some big, amazing play to get them in the field goal range. Agreed. I understand all of that. So the odds are very slim that the kicker would be getting it. But that was my pick. The only kicker to be drafted last year.
There you have it. McPherson worth the pick. Well, there you have it. NFL Combine 2022. It was a success. I thought it was great. Jeff thought it was great. The next big NFL event, obviously, is the free agency. Expires, I believe, the 16th. So a lot of changes are going to happen. We could find out more about Rodgers by tomorrow, where he goes on the Pat McAfee show and typically reveal some things. Maybe he won't. We'll find out. NFL Draft, Thursday, April 28th. That is the next, after the Aaron Rodgers decision, is that one.
And the Russell Wilson saga.
Yeah, I don't see much noise from that camp. Maybe you're hearing it, but I'm not hearing much.
You think he's just going to stay? That's it? He's done? He's just staying?
Unless he gets an amazing offer someplace, but if Washington couldn't pull it off, it could be.
But where does the wife want to play?
That's true. She wants to be a singer, isn't she?
I believe so. So does she want to go to Vegas and get a little show in Vegas? Does she, you know, like Celine and Penn and Teller? I don't even know who's playing in Vegas, but they all had little shows. Maybe she wants to go to New York because maybe
New York
she wants,
was the other one that I heard was a strong option, but
because she wants to do something on Broadway or
I heard Giants might sign Mitch Trubisky.
$10 million. He wants $10 million. He could go for $10 million. $10 million a year, Trubisky.
Trubisky or Daniel Jones. Interesting.
Quarterback controversy? What's Victor say? Oh, what does Victor say about that?
We'll find out Thursday.
Little quarterback competition.
We'll find out Thursday. Is the coaching staff not liking what they're seeing with Jones? We don't know.
We don't know if they've talked to him. We don't know if he's been in the building at all. Have they just been watching tape? Because you thought you would have had these discussions before you took the job.
Oh, right? Absolutely. And the Giants owner has said publicly he likes Daniel Jones. But
cares what the owner
that can
says.
Mean
cares
nothing.
What the owner says. All There's right. only one team that cares what the owner says.
Okay. All right. Poll question of the day. What is your favorite cereal? National Cereal Day. Options are Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or Lucky Charms. Jeff, what is your answer? Or other.
Chocolate Frosted Flakes. I don't have the box here. The box. I took the box. That's the secret storage room. That and I just brought it up on the weekend. Chocolate Frosted
Flakes. Chocolate Frosted Flakes.
I'm adding in chocolate frosted.
So you'll be the other. You'll be pressing other and maybe commenting on Twitter.
Okay, sure.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is winning. Not surprised. 66%. Lucky Charms second at 33%. And then Frosted Flakes and then other. So
you didn't put the brand flakes. You did not put in the you didn't give anybody a healthy alternative.
Twitter only gave me four options. I mean, you could go healthy, but I Googled the top-selling cereals, and these came up. So,
there you go. All right,
sugar wins, doesn't it?
I guess that's why you notice that the worse the cereal are, the lower they are on the shelves in the grocery store.
Yeah,
that's because that's where the kids are. Right? That's kids' eye level.
It's psychological. Right?
They're not looking up here at the brand flakes and the other stuff that's on that top shelf, right? They're
Dad,
all
I
looking.
Want
at,
this
they're
one.
An eye.
There you go. Well, anyways,
I have two kids now. My kids are both taller than me, and they can see that top shelf. But when they were little,
now do Canadians have a different more options for cereal than here in the U.S.? You guys have some cereal brands that we don't see here, or you have no idea?
I think because we get a lot of American television, obviously, and we see commercials for things, but eventually they will come to Canada. They may not be there right away. And that's not just cereal. That's any product. So we might go, oh, that looks kind of interesting. So, for example, so these were big last year in the U.S. and a friend of mine in the U.S. sent these to me, but we can now get these all over the place in Canada. But last year when they sent these to me, they weren't available in Canada, but they were big in the States last Christmas. So Christmas 2020. And that's when I had these sent to me.
Nice.
But now there's a whole Cheeto section and there's like all sorts of different brands. So things eventually do come here. Just takes a while before, because they got a different negotiating thing. They got to get the product in the warehouses.
The tariffs and all that. Yeah.
Tariffs and all that kind of stuff, right?
Would you shop in Detroit or in Buffalo? Like, where would you go?
Windsor is 4-hour drive for me. Buffalo, the border, the Niagara Falls border is one.
Okay, so Buffalo it is.
So if I had to get right now, so if I have the choice, even Syracuse to go across in Kingston is only three. So technically, if I wanted to, I could go to a Syracuse game because they're only 3 hours. I'm not counting border crossing times because that's hit and miss. That could be 10 minutes. I have what's called a Nexus card, which is like a frequent traveler, so I could fly across the border if I'm alone. But
with fam, you can't do it. All right, Jeff. What is the best way to reach you online to ask you about Harris? No, I was gonna say Harris Teeter. No, Tim Hortons.
I had Tim Hortons on the weekend. And that is Ray, co-host of the Sportscast. That is one of his dreams, is to come to the town where my parents live and to go to a Tim Hortons. So that is on his bucket
list. There's a few locations in the States. I believe they're in Boston. Most of them. And there's some in Canada and New York State, I heard.
Oh, yes. There'd be some. Obviously, there's, you know what? There is one right across the street from the Bills Stadium.
And what happened?
Well, diagonally across the street. Because when I went with when my producer and I went to a game a few years ago, I said because I knew he would not use the washroom in the stadium. I know that. So I said, here, you might want to use the washroom here because you're not going to want to use the trough in the stadium. So we got a Tim Hortons and stuff before we went to the game. So it's kind of diagonally. Stadiums are huge, right? So it's not
Canadian terminology, washrooms.
As opposed to what? What do you guys call them?
Bathroom.
Oh, all right. Okay. But I wash my hands in there. Do you bathe in those?
That's a good question. All right,
we also park on a driveway and we drive on a freeway.
car park.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
So, what is the best way to reach you online?
Best way to reach me on the Twitter, Instagram, anything that is meaningful is Jeff Janak. And I look forward to all the comments, and I look forward to the poll question. Do you like the gauntlet or not? And
yes, I will post that.
If you don't know what it is, you better go Google it.
Right after the show. There you have it. You can visit us at thesportscast.net and the Sportscast One tomorrow night. Jeff's favorite show, Sports Talk 101, 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll discuss on the Russell Wilson saga. And then Thursday, Victor is back, and he'll probably discuss about the Mitch Trubisky issue. A lot going on in these. A lot of moving parts. You can't put it all on the quarterback. Quarterbacks, you know, it's not all their responsibility to win games or lose games, right?
I believe that, but that's not what others, that's not what I'd say. What, you know, so whatever.
Now, ownership Thanks. Might be a different story.
Well, you know, if you don't, if some of you don't have the best owner in the world.
Which we're planning to have a show. Talk about ownership. How important is it? And all that. So anyways, we'll talk about that later on. All right.
Byron Allen, if you people don't know who that is, go Google him. He's putting a bid together for the Broncos. That would be interesting.
Yeah, Broncos is on it is for sale currently, so we'll see who Correct. Owns it, which is not that easy. Like the other owners have to vote you in. So True. It's not like an easy purchase.
Nope. So. And if someone like Mr. Bezos says he wants a team, this doesn't matter how much money you have. You know, what's a team going? $4 billion? That's pocket change to him.
Yeah, it is. For him at least. All right.
That's pocket change, right? So, you know, I don't know if he's putting the bid together, but yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
And this was your update.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.